You're listening to the OneOfUs.net podcast network.
Hey guys, Chris here. Here's a shout out to all our subscribers. You're what keeps OneOfUs.net up and running. And we've got so much coming for you, including more video versions of the reviews and shows, commentaries, and, because it seems like a lot of you may not always check the front page, contests all the time for subscribers to win big prizes. Like right now, we've got the complete Twilight Zone on Blu-ray, up to win for one lucky Time Lord or above subscriber. And I'm doing this. I'm extending the contest date till the second week of February. More time to enter, more time to win, and new contests will be going live next week. Keep your eye on the front page of oneofus.net for regular new chances for us to say thank you to the subscribers who keep us running. Nice to see that Sonic the Hedgehog is finally getting the movie that he deserves.
Yes, because it's all about him and destroying the rings.
The rings, get it? Because rings, Sonic the Hedgehog.
Get it?
I had to pay someone $50 for that joke. No, I didn't. No one deserves.
We need new joke writers.
We totally do. Obviously, I'm not great at it. Well, this is the third film in the American version of the Ring franchise.
I didn't even know there was a Ring 2. I swear, I didn't even know.
So forgettable and dull. It's filled with miscalculations. It's just not a very good movie. There's a lot of that sort of like, wait, why would that be that?
Yeah.
You know, moments. You're like, okay. And part of it, I think, is like after the effect of the original movie, The Ring, by Gore Verbinski, which is, I think, a really solid horror film and one of the best remakes ever made, certainly one of the best horror remakes. The second one came almost too close on the tail of it. You're just kind of like, okay, you're trying to have that same level of like, I don't know, quality, and it's got the same look, but it's a different director and a different writer, and it's just not very good. In fact, that second one was directed by the guy who directed the original Japanese Ring.
Ringu. And then it's not very good.
So for whatever that's worth. This one, they brought in F. Javier Gutierrez, who is a relative newcomer.
Yeah, he really hasn't done anything. He did the short film Brazil. He did another, like, an homage to Psycho, a movie called Norman's Room, which I also think was a short film. But he hasn't really done anything.
Yeah, something called Before the Fall, which was his feature film, I think,
Antonio Banderas project.
Okay. Relative noob.
Yeah, especially in America.
And, of course, it being called Rings, you're like, so is that alien to aliens?
Predators.
And I would argue, no, but it kind of ends as if the next film will be.
Perhaps. I kind of feel like they ended it to where there can't be more, but, you know, they're always going to work around it if there's enough money involved.
I will say the first half of this film, or the first act, is really trying to do something different.
Yes.
Here, first off, like, I love the idea of somebody when they're ring the time. If you've seen this, you watch the haunted videotape, when the 7 days comes up, this ghost thing, Samara, a little girl with long black hair hanging in front of her face, comes and kills you, and you die, presumably horribly. Your face is all twisted and horrible. You die of fright, and it actually so badly that it mutates your face. That's worth. But I was like, wow, what would happen if your 7 days came up and you were on an airplane flying? Well, now we know the answer.
Now we know the answer in the first 5 minutes of the movie.
Yeah, how this begins, which has almost nothing to do with any of the other characters or anything in here, except that the character that Johnny Galecki plays, a college professor named Gabriel, is a hipster who finds an old VCR and is like, oh, yeah, I love old technology. And, of course, it's the VCR that belonged to that kid, and it's got the tape in it. And you're like, okay. And strangely, then the movie cuts away again from him entirely for a while, and we meet a young, very generic teen couple.
Yeah. Holt and Julia, and they're both the hunky, hottie, you know, cutesy couple. Holt's off to college, leaving Julia behind, and we all know how that ends.
In real life, it ends
very horribly for Julia.
Yeah.
But anyway, so he goes off to college, and they're Skyping and stuff like that. and then ominously, he just stops answering her calls.
Which, once again, we know what would have really happened is that he's banging some sorority girl.
Exactly. That's what we assume happened. But in reality, it turns out that he may or may not have watched the been a part of a project by Professor Gabriel, which I thought this was one of the most intriguing parts of the movie, where they Professor Gabriel basically sets up a research study revolving around the videotape.
Yeah, and that idea that, as was explored in the previous film, that if you show the tape to someone else before your 7 days comes up, that the curse is off you and it goes on to them. Although I always was curious to know if there was an It Follows effect. So if they die, does it revert? Does it, like, slingshot back to you again? They've never really said.
No, I don't. Yeah, I think it's once you copy the tape and someone else watches it, then you no longer.
Yeah, the curse has passed on to that other person. So he's kind of not only already done that to get the curse off himself, but is in fact turned it into a study where he's made all these college students watch this
extra credit and maybe die.
And he's taken over the whole floor of a building that's filled with monitors with their names and timers. And there's a big projection screen that has literally just the first part of the tape with the ring on it playing in a loop.
And this was the part that I found the most intriguing, because I would have very much have liked to see that sort of continue throughout the whole entire movie. But as always, they need to research the history. So in the second part of the movie, we have the more traditional ring storyline, where it's, you know, our heroes, you know, searching for the answers of Samara's origin.
Well, what's interesting about that transfer point, which I thought was the most interesting part of the film, was that there's an insinuation that Samara knows what this guy is doing, and she is very angry.
That's true, and she's very pissed off about it.
Yeah, that, like, this is, something's going to change, and soon, we just don't know what. And then the moment when they realize, after the girl decides her boyfriend's going to die very soon, less than 12 hours, so she says, fuck it, I'm going to we'll go ahead and watch the copy he made of this to buy us some time.
Yeah.
Right? Like a selfless act.
Yeah, basically.
And when they look again at, they're like, okay, well, now you need to make a copy, and they can't copy it, and they look at it, and they go, there's new frames of film in this that weren't there before.
In the original video. So we do get some new footage.
Yeah. Like, looking and realizing that deeply encoded inside of the original ring video is a whole nother video that only she can see.
Which leads to some fun Final Destination moments.
It does, indeed. It's like the self-fulfilling prophecy of the video, as we start seeing more and more of the things she saw. And indeed, some of the things from the original Ring video happening, and leads into a whole new level of, like, the background story of Samara, where she came from, what's happening. Now, like, I didn't per se have a problem with that, except that it felt like, hey, this film's actually going somewhere interesting and new, and then, no, let's just make it more like the original.
Yeah, it was just pretty, ended up being generic, that shift from, hey, here's this cool new, you know, viral research study, to, oh, we're just going to go to this little small town and go to the church and talk to people, and they don't want to talk to me, and just the really generic,
another,
like,
weird little country town.
Yeah, exactly.
It's so similar as to beg why they felt they needed to. I mean, the title alone indicates there's going to be a lot more happening here. And the first act of this movie lets you know, okay, this is about to take a different direction and go someplace interesting. And then ultimately they just fall right back in the laurels of the first film and essentially copy it, which I don't think is terribly done per se.
It wasn't terribly done. It was interesting. I mean, I feel like it was very predictable as well. Like, you're like, oh, okay, I know exactly how this is going to end as soon as they switch.
And sure enough, if you remember the end of The Ring, there's something at least somewhat similar to that. Like, let's just put it this way. It is never a good idea to do whatever Samara is trying to get you to do.
Don't believe the bitch.
But even so, the weird thing they do at the very end, and go, you know, like in every horror movie, it continues, was kind of like, yeah, I don't understand what just happened.
Yeah, it didn't really, like, okay, so what's your end game here?
Yeah, exactly. That was kind of my point. I was like, yeah, I don't think Samara's thinking this through all the way. You know, I mean, it is interesting. It tries so closely to cleave to the first film that, in fact, it reuses a lot of footage of Samara, who now is like a full-grown adult, so they can't bring her back as that role. Like, whenever we see Samara as the actual, you know, as the demon ring girl, her hair is so thoroughly covering her face, she would not be able to tell.
Yeah, it's pretty much just the same footage from the first movie, except for the new footage that suddenly appears. Overall, I mean, I thought it was, like, some solid performances from, you know, our Johnny Galecki, I mean, playing the nerd professor but he was also kind of a jerk, so that kind of worked out for me.
But also was, like, he's just interesting enough that you would you actually would prefer to spend more time with him.
Yeah.
He's the only guy who seems to be having a rational, albeit very, like, mean-spirited response to this, very selfish response, but still thoroughly based on science and rationality. Like, there has to be an explanation for how all this works. And you're like, wow, that guy's interesting.
And I wish they would have kept with that first
story
part of the
is so much more interesting.
Really interesting.
Yeah. And then Vincent D'Onofrio comes in the second
act. Everyone else is pretty much, you know, what you expect from a Ring sequel, as far as, like, you know, at the quality of actors and actresses. But Vincent D'Onofrio, that was a surprise for me.
Yeah, I forgot that he was in this. I knew from the trailer and I'd totally forgotten, and bringing him in. But I will say that the movie once again gets a little derivative, where it just flat out rips off part of Don't Breathe. You know, in a sequence with him, you're like, okay, this is...
Yeah.
That movie just came out a little while ago.
Yeah, and Vincent D'Onofrio's blind, so there's, like, a whole level with, you know, braille markings and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah, that one, like, how did you not know immediately? There's a whole thing where somebody is marked with this thing, and you look at it, and you go, that's braille.
That's braille.
I'm not blind, and I know that's braille. Anyone you think would look at that and know it's braille, and even, like, a college professor looks at that and has no idea what it is.
Right.
I'm like, okay.
But he did. He figured it out.
Yeah, it took him a while.
Too late. But overall, I thought it was a solid sequel, to be honest.
It's a lot better than the second one.
Well, yeah, I didn't even see that one. But, I mean, I've seen a lot of sequels that were just... I mean, this one was good. I was entertained. I thought it might have been a bit long. It's almost a full 2 hours running time. So I thought it was just a tad long. There was 102 minutes. So, yeah. It could have cut out some of the more, like... Oh, symbols everywhere. Mm. Like, okay, we get it.
And, you know, I mean, this film's biggest problem is just that it wants you to think it's going somewhere new, and then it's not going somewhere new at all.
It's really two separate entities.
It's another Ring movie.
Yeah.
And I think for people who really love the Ring movies, they're going to walk away going, yeah, that was fine.
Solid.
It was solid. It was all right. I think people who aren't deeply invested in the series are going to go, that was a pretty generic horror movie. It didn't really do much for me. In fact, there's even a lot of stuff in here that I don't think will make sense to you unless you already are hyper-familiar with
it. Yeah, they don't really rehash a lot of the Samara stuff. They don't really tell... I mean, that's like a two-minute blurb, really.
Yeah, if that. I feel like I like this more than it deserves because I'm a big fan of the original Ring and even of the Japanese films. Although I will tell you flat out that if you want to watch a better Ring movie, it's on Shudder right now. Sadako versus Kayako, which is the Ring versus the Grudge. I mean, it's their Freddy versus Jason, except a much better movie than that is.
And gorier, I've heard.
Yeah, it's gory, it's fun, it's fast-paced, it's not like the other Japanese Ring and Grudge movies where they're very slow build. This is, like, right off the bat, like, wow, this is almost an action movie.
Nice.
It's moved so fast, and they're funny, and it's really, really, really good. This is, like I said, it's more of the same from the American thing, and I wish they had had the courage of their convictions to play through and bring us somewhere genuinely new.
Yeah.
Because the Ring started as a sort of franchise that you felt should be evolving.
Absolutely.
And this one, it just stopped short. I guess ultimately I give this 5.5 out of 10 nails piercing through a finger.
Ooh, that's a good one. I would say that for my final thoughts, I was never really that big of a Ring fan. I appreciated the movies. I disliked the Japanese version. I liked the American version okay. They're just not really my bag. But I would say this is thoroughly Americanized, original version of the Ring, and I would give it, let's give it 30 out of 50 cicadas.
There are a lot of cicadas in here for reasons that I was never entirely clear
on. Yeah, that was not explained at all.
No. as an afterthought, we were, when we were first starting to develop the video stuff, which didn't happen in time to get, do anything even mildly like this, we were tossing around a couple ideas for a short comedy sketch to do. And the first one was one where Samara has a talk show. And she's like a very affable, very talk show, Jimmy Kimmel-ish host, you know, or Jimmy Fallon-ish host. And like, she brings in the star and you're like, she looks just like her, but she's like, oh, that's great. How have you been doing? And then they're like, all right, well, let's take a look at a clip from your new movie. And then they show the clip and it turns into the Ring video and it comes back and he's dead and there's like black hair coming out of her mouth and things are on fire.
That's fantastic.
And it's like, we'll return after these messages. But I had an idea yesterday that I thought would have been even better, which is that you do the whole thing with, you know, Samara climbing out of the TV set, except as it pans away, you realize she's climbed out of a cell phone and she's only like an inch tall. The guy just flicks
just like,
her into the wall.
Just like Ant-Man, like, what's going on? I'm going to kill you.
It's too bad. Missed opportunities.